الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel Alhamdulillah, there are many blessings of reciting Durood e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous, the most kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Without doubt, your names along with your identity are presented before me. Therefore, recite Durood e Pak upon me in eloquent words. Salu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there are untold benefits, immense benefits in controlling what we eat. In a very thought-provoking sermon, Sayyidina Khalid bin Umair Adawi r.a. narrates that The governor of Basra, Sayyidina Utba bin Ghazwan, once said, after glorifying Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, without doubt, the world has declared its end, and it is departing with utmost speed. At the moment, only as much part of the world remains as the small amount of food left at the bottom of the pot. You are about to be transferred from this mortal world to an eternal abode. Therefore, take the best things from the world and depart towards this final abode. We have been told that a stone will be thrown into hell from its corner and it will continue to fall for 70 years, but it will not reach the bottom. By Allah Azza wa Jal, this hell will certainly be filled. Are you surprised by this? He rahmatullahi said. We have been told that the distance between the two doors of Jannah is 40 years and it will be filled because of the crowd. I was one of the seven people blessed with the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we would eat leaves and the corners of our lips would become sore because of the leaves. These were very hard times. Poverty stricken, we were in great difficulty. Today, we are governors of provinces. I take refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal from considering myself to be dignified, but regard that as despicable. By Allah, we are blessed. My dear Islamic brothers, the Madani mindset of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amazing. And one of the key things and the treasures that they had, which kept them steadfast and made them stronger, was the fact that they loved hunger. They went through many hardships. They had very little food, yet they were the best of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Another companion from the Ashra Mubashra, these are the blessed Sahaba Ikram who were told that they were the inhabitants of Jannah by the best of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas said, I am the first Arab who shot an arrow in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. We used to fight in battles in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we had nothing to eat except leaves. Allah, Allah, Allah. My dear Islamic brothers, in views of Madni channel, the essence of acting upon the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gaining that strength, is to see what we are doing and analyzing our actions. And one of the things that we note from the different parables and different narrations in the Hadith of Mubarakah is that the Sahaba Ikram, with all their splendor and all their greatness and all their amazing qualities, was that they loved to remain hungry because this was the beautiful way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to make up our mind. If we are to strive in the way of Allah to reform ourselves and to help the people of the world, then we need to control our desires. We need to be steadfast and strong. Even the great Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I would intend to pick fallen things from the floor to eat. I would eat leaves and grass. But then sometimes I would leave them making sacrifice for others who were in search of food as well. I would remain hungry, and when I became extremely weak and close to death, I would find something lying on the floor, I would pick it up, and I would eat it. Once I was sitting there, having picked something up from the floor, I sat in a corner to eat it, and suddenly I saw a young Arab. He had fresh bread and roast meat. He sat near me and began to eat. As I saw him eating, my desire for the food intensified. He would take a morsel in his hand and he would put it in his mouth. And as he would do, I would spontaneously open my mouth. I rebuked my nafs and said, be patient, as Allah Azza wa Jalla is with me. I clarified to my nafs that I would never ask the young man for anything. All of a sudden, turning towards me, this young man said, oh brother, please come and join me in this meal. I refused, but he insisted. My nafs also insisted that I eat, but I kept advising it to be patient. However, I ate a little due to the insistence of the young man. He then asked, where are you from? I replied I was from Jilan. He replied that he was also from Jilan. He asked me if I knew the great Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of the famous saint and bali of Allah, Sayyidina Abdullah Somai radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I replied that I was the same person. Listening to this, he became anxious. He said, oh great Shaykh, when I was leaving Baghdad, your mother gave me 8 gold coins to give you. Having reached Baghdad, I looked everywhere for you, but I could not find you. I spent all my money, and I was hungry, so I became helpless. I therefore used your money to buy this bread and roasted meat. So in fact, this is your money and your food. Please forgive me. Please eat without hesitation, because you are the owner. Previously, you were my guest, but I am now your guest. Giving me the remaining money, he said, I seek your forgiveness for the fact that I bought this food, but I was in a helpless state due to extreme hunger. I became happy when I heard this. I gave him the remaining food and the money. He accepted and left. Allah, Allah. Look at the extent to which our great awliya and the great Huzur Ghusul Azam Dastaghir radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to remain hungry in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the Muslim channel, we cannot even dream of attaining these amazing qualities. But what we can do is start to control what we eat. Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that at the beginning, I faced many hardships. When these hardships reached their peak, I lay down on the ground and kept reciting verses 5 and 6 of Surah Al-Nashrah. So without doubt, there is ease with hardship. Without doubt, there is ease in hardship. Translation from Sulaiman. With the blessings of these verses, he says that all difficulties were removed. My dear Islamic brothers, one has to make sacrifices to achieve something. Our own great Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani made great sacrifices, struggled with hardships to attain closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal and the pleasure of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to overcome the nafs and the shaitan, to remain safe from sins and distance himself from the love of this world. He enjoined good and gained many rewards by preaching, and thus bringing countless disbelievers into the fold of Islam. Today, our food that we eat actually means that we are too lazy and tired to do anything. Today, food has become the central point of our lives. Yet, the real pleasure lay in hunger. Although we cannot even consider bearing the hardships that Huzur Ghusul Azam Dastaghir Piran Apir Radhiyallahu Ta'ala Anhu went through, at least with a little effort, we can do something for ourselves. We can increase our spirituality. We can increase the pleasure we get in worship. We can increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can make ourselves stronger for the time of death. We can enlighten our grave and we can build deeds for the hereafter. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, with his utmost devotion, Hazur Ghosul Azam Dastaghir radiallahu anhu spent 25 years in the jungles of Iraq, enduring extreme hunger and thirst just to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, when asked to travel on a 3-day Madani Kafla, our nafs and the shaitan give us 100 excuses. We should think, especially my young Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, that today, if a friend invites us to a weekend away, we will dump everything. We will make arrangements. We will go to extremes to ensure that if a party, a group of friends are going somewhere, we do not miss out. Gosh, could we have the same Madani mindset when it came to Madani Kaflas? That I will have to rearrange things. I will have to give notice at work for 2 days. I will have to take a holiday. I will have to make arrangements for the home. But inshallah, azawajal, I will travel in the Madani Kaflas to learn the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Madani mindset can only be achieved by trying and trying again, by reducing our food intake, by becoming more passionate towards learning the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by attending the weekly Samaz of Dawat Islami, by attending the Madrasatul Balighan, where we learn to recite the Quran properly, by traveling in the Madani Kaflas. The more we travel, the stronger we become. The more we travel, the stronger we become. The more we travel, the more knowledge of deen we gain. My dear Islam brothers, our ignorance is such that we don't differentiate between good and bad food. Today, as we said in one of the previous episodes, vegetables are a thing of the past. Fruit is only occasional. Yes, these were the teachings of the scholars of deen, that these are good things for you. These should be eaten and consumed regularly. And today, society and scientists and doctors are telling us exactly that, that vegetables regularly are good for you, that fruit 5 a day is good for you. Listen to this beautiful narration. Abu Hamid Saghir, rahmatullah alayhi, narrates that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Kafif, rahmatullah alayhi, instructed me to bring only 10 raisins for him at the time of iftar. One evening, having sympathy for him, I gave him 15 raisins. He looked at me and asked, "Who asked you to bring 15 raisins?" He then only ate 10 and left the other 5. Subhanallah. And the reason was the knowledge that these great awliya had. Why? Because they knew the blessings in raisins. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, "Eat this large raisin because it is good food. It strengthens the blood vessels and muscles and alleviates weakness and anger, removes phlegm, makes the face attractive and the mouth fragrant." Subhanallah. Did we know that? That this raisins, which we don't consider, we consider to be a little savory, but yet there are many blessings in this. Raisins used to be soaked in water for the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And thereafter he, aka sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, would drink the water during the next 2 days, and sometime even to the evening of the third. After this, either the servants would drink it, or if the water had gone bad, then it would be disposed of. But, my dear Islamic brothers, raisin is a food and also, alhamdulillah, a medicine. And aka sallallahu alaihi wa sallam taught us this. You can eat it with or without skin. A famous muhaddith stated, "He who desires to memorize hadith should consume raisins. This helps with memory. One can also consume raisins with its seeds, as there are many benefits of this. Leave raisins soaked in water," the scholars write, "and then drink this, and this is an effective remedy for many, many things. The pulp of the raisin is an effective remedy for lung problems, chronic cough, kidney and bladder diseases, and it helps the stomach and assists in food digestion." Subhanallah. Now the scientists are discovering this and the great awliya are following it. Why? Because it was the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody has a cough, take 40 small raisins, 3 almonds, recite Salatul Nabi 11 times, blow on them and eat them daily. Inshallah, this will greatly assist in getting rid of the cough. It will also prove an effective medicine for phlegm. And if it's the amount of raisins can be increased, then this is good. continue to take the medicine until the cough is cured. Subhanallah. Look at the blessings in different foods and fruits, but yet we remain ignorant to these. Our diet has become the fast food, what we call chatpata. Straight away, you tingle the taste buds, and that gives us the pleasure. And yet we don't consider that after 2 seconds of pleasure on the tongue, we are in grief. Yet these foods are the foods which not only give you pleasure on the tongue, but also increase your strength and your health and make you stronger in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, our great saints used to avoid things that their nafs liked. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Nasir Tamar rahmatullahi alayhi narrated that once Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi alayhi came to a house and he desired in his heart to eat eggplant. And the person of the household said, "Ya Sayyidi, we have cooked exactly that." Yet he wanted to remove this love, so he refused to eat. Look at how strict they were in controlling their nafs, controlling their desires. It is again reported of Hazrat Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi alayhi that he would like vegetables such as peas and beans, yet he did not consume them for many years just to defy his nafs. Today, the inner desire comes, "Oh, I think I'll have a burger." And suddenly we have this impulse and we have to act upon it. Yet the teachings of our great awliya were that you need to control these impulses. You need to suppress the nafs. Because today it is saying, "Oh, it's only food, doesn't matter." But tomorrow it will lead you to sin and say, "Well, it's only a small sin," and gradually take you to the path of destruction. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the purpose of eating was to gain strength. But today, unfortunately, this thought has disappeared from our minds. Sayyidina Abu Sayyid Khadhar rahmatullahi alayhi, is narrated, "It was my routine to eat every 3 days. Once, while travelling through a jungle, I became extremely hungry and weak. So I sat by the side. Suddenly a voice from the unseen echoed, 'O Abu Sayyid, are you desirous of eating food for the pleasure of your nafs, or do you want to diminish your weakness without food?' I replied, 'Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I only desire strength.'" He rahmatullahi says that he immediately began to become so energetic that he travelled for 12 manzils further without eating or drinking anything. And 12 manzils was about 12 days. Allah, Allah, Allah. The real truth is that the strength to do our things and worship Allah Azza wa Jal is a blessing from Allah. We don't need the heaps of food that the mind deceives us into thinking we need to fulfill our daily tasks. The reality is that the strength comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. If you eat less for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will still give you the strength that you need to control yourself, to carry out your tasks, and to fulfill your life to the full. But the beauty of this will be that your life will go on, but alhamdulillah, every step of the way, you will be showered with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, because you are restricting your nafs for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, there are many, many beautiful narrations in relation to how our great saints and the awliya Allah used to spend their lives remaining hungry for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the great achievements that they made. Sayyidina Ibrahim Khawas rahmatullahi alayhi was once travelling in a jungle. A person approached him and said, "Oh Sheikh, I wish to keep company with you." He rahmatullahi alayhi looked at this person with spiritual insight and felt a sense of resentment towards him. After a little while, the person disclosed, "I'm actually a Christian monk, and I have come from Rome to join your company." The resentment of the Sheikh became apparent, because the real fact was that this person was a kafir. He was a disbeliever. He rahmatullahi alayhi told the monk, "I do not have anything for you to eat or drink, so you may get into trouble by staying with me." He replied, "Ya Sayyidi, you are renowned throughout the world for your taqwa, your piousness, but you are still worried about food and drink?" Surprised by his reply, the great Sayyidina Ibrahim Khawas rahmatullahi alayhi permitted the monk to accompany him on the journey. They traveled for 7 days without eating or drinking anything. The monk became hungry, thirsty, and weak, and pleaded in the court of the great sheikh, "Ya Sayyidi, I can no longer bear this pain. Please arrange for some food and drink." Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim Khwas rahmatullah alayhi prostrated in the court of Allah azza wa jalla and pleaded, "Ya Allah, this disbeliever has pinned his hopes upon me. My honor is in your hands and your power. Do not disgrace me in the eyes of this disbeliever." As soon as he rahmatullah alayhi raised his head from prostration, he saw that a tray containing 2 pieces of bread and 2 glasses of water descended. They ate the food and drank the water and resumed their journey. Subhanallah. After traveling another 7 days without food, they stopped somewhere, and suddenly the monk fell down in prostration and made dua. Suddenly a tray appeared on which there were 4 pieces of bread and 4 glasses of water. Sayyidina Ibrahim Khwas rahmatullah became astonished and surprised by this and did not intend to eat it because apparently it was called for by the disbeliever. The monk said, "Ya Sayyidi, please eat and listen to 2 glad tidings. The first is that I embrace Islam." He then read the kalima. "Secondly, you hold a very high status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. When I was in prostration, I made dua, 'Ya Allah, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your true prophet, bestow upon me 2 breads and 2 glasses of water. And if Sayyidina Ibrahim Khwas rahmatullah alayhi is your friend, then bestow 2 more breads and 2 glasses of water.'" He rahmatullah alayhi then fell down into prostration. He then ate the food. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, look at the extent to which the great saints taught us to control the food we eat, and look at the amazing blessings that they gained. Bearing hunger for day on day, and then, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, as a result of the mercy of Allah and the company of a wali of Allah, Hazrat Ibrahim Khwas rahmatullah alayhi, a disbeliever embraces Islam. And then he gains the gift of Iman. My dear Islamic brothers, look at the part that hunger played in this. Look at the pious way of our saints. My dear Islamic brothers, today if our company was good, this unbeliever was blessed with the good company of Sayyidina Ibrahim Khwas rahmatullah alayhi, and he came out of the darknesses of kufr and disbelief and into the light of Islam. Today, if our company is good, we will be good. If our company is pious, we will be pious. If our company is on the right path, we will be on the right path. But if we are with the wrong people, we will go on to the wrong path. If we are with evil company, we will step into the path of the shaitan. A beautiful hadith in Barakah. A good companion is the one whose sight reminds you of Allah Azza wa Jal, whose speech increases your good deeds, and whose deeds remind you of the hereafter. We should assess our friends, our company, and our deeds on this basis. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, we have very good company. We have devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam who help and encourage us to travel in the way of Allah, who teach us the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. In a heartwarming narration, a man, he attended the Madni environment of Dawat Islami. He says that I was fond of different things. I did not used to pray, but I came into the beautiful mahal of Dawat Islami and I started to pray 5 times a day. In the blessed company of the devotees of the Prophet, I spent Ramadan in the sunnah inspiring 10-day kafla. By the blessings of the Madni kafla, I memorized some Quranic surahs, du'as, and sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I also made the intention of growing my beard to a fist length. I started to wear the beautiful green turban, and I started to attend the weekly ijtimaas, the sunnah inspiring ijtimaas of Dawat Islami, and traveling in the Madni kaflas. Within a short time, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the Madni environment of Dawat Islami transformed my life. I sincerely repented for my previous sins and strived to live my life according to sunnah. One day, unfortunately, what happened to this brother was that his clothes caught fire. He burnt so badly that 80% of his body was burnt. Even in this critical condition, when brothers went, they saw him reciting Salatul Nabi and doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla instead of complaining. They saw that he was reciting the du'as and the surahs he had memorized during the ittikaf with the devotees of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he kept reciting these du'as for almost 48 hours. And at the time of dawn, during the azan of Fajr, this blessed brother passed away reciting the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the transformation, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the Madni environment of Dawat Islami had on this person. If he had not been in the beautiful environment and not learned these beautiful Quranic verses and the surahs and the du'as and the sunnahs, maybe at the time of his death, he may have been saying the wrong thing or may have been worried, but alhamdulillah, he left this world reciting this. Amir al-Sun Dawud Barakatum al-Aliya writes that because of his condition at the time of his death, one can only assume that this person succeeded. Yet, in the same hospital, the doctor who had treated this person said that he was very pleasingly surprised by the person's condition, because a few days earlier, there was a young girl who was brought in a traumatic state. And she kept saying, I want to listen to music. I want to watch movies. I want to watch scenes of dancing. And unfortunately, because this is how this girl had lived her life, even though she was in the pains of agony and her mind wasn't working, because this is how she'd lived her life, these were the only things that came to her mind. And she left the world in this state. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we have to have a Madni mindset where we say that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the whole world. And one of the things that we do to try and reform ourselves and strive in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal is to try and control what we eat. Then try and be punctual in everything we do. If we maintain this habit of steadfastness, alhamdulillah, we will reap the rewards not only in our daily normal routine life of this world, but alhamdulillah, we will become more punctual in our salah, we will have steadfastness in worship, we will start to read the Quran with pleasure, and we will start to obtain sincerity and humbleness in our salah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the Madni Channel, there are many, many benefits of ensuring that we control what we eat. There are many, many benefits of learning the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All we have to do is try. This is such a path that once we start to walk down it, once we start to attempt to attain these pleasures, we will find such sweetness in them that alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we will be disappointed for the life that has passed without trying to control these desires, and we will make a strong, firm intention to try and act upon these madani pearls for the rest of our lives. Alhamdulillah, by eating less, we gain the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, and your sustenance is not going to diminish. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, Surah Hud, Ayah 6, translation from Kanzul Iman, and there is none walking on the earth, but the sustenance of that is on Allah's bounty. Our food, everything we eat, comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. If for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, we control this, then we will gain many blessings. May I remind you that the great saints of Allah Azza wa Jalla used to say that it is more beneficial to me that I have one less morsel of food than I spend an entire year in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us all the energy to become passionate about worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla, about reading the Quran, about acting upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, rather than putting all our energy into the type of food we're going to eat and when we're going to eat and where we're going to eat from. Inshallah, with the right Madni mindset, food becomes a side issue. You eat to survive, and life is spent for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the tawfiq to put a spiritual madni lock on our stomach. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.